Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Monday, April 17th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look toward a big Major League Baseball slate today, which happens to be Marathon Monday, if you don't know. The Boston Marathon, obviously running today, the 10-year anniversary, unfortunately, of the marathon bombing. So I can tell you, I'm in Boston. Today takes on a big meaning. It's a huge day in the city, but obviously the backdrop of the marathon bombings, what we really get excited for is the early Red Sox game at 11 o'clock today. But for game of the night, for our betting purposes here, looking toward the Atlanta Braves and the San Diego Padres, a 9:40 p.m. Eastern time game tonight. Currently, we have the Atlanta Braves listed as a -150 home road favorite, with the San Diego Padres a +135 home dog, and the total in this one is 8.5. Now, going to this matchup, we have the Atlanta Braves 12-4. They've won six straight games. They just swept the Royals. They won 5-4 on Sunday, taking care of business as a -150 road favorite. On the flip side, the Padres, 8-9, they just dropped 3-4 at home. Disappointing series at home against Milwaukee. They lost 1-0 yesterday as -170 road favorites. So the pitching matchup here, we have Atlanta going to their lefty stud, Max Fried, who's coming off the DL, 0-0 with a 2.70 ERA. He'll be facing San Diego lefty Ryan Weathers, who's 1-0 with a 2.70 ERA to start the season. So what have we seen across the market here? Well, it looks like some respected money saying, hey, pretty good price on the Braves. You might as well grab it. Respected money going with the Atlanta Braves in this matchup. This line opened with the Braves around a -145 road favorite. We've seen Atlanta get bet up to -150. Some shops are even up closer to -155. So pretty much all movement and liability has been toward the Braves in this series opener. We're also seeing Atlanta around 70% of bets in dollars. So basically a public play, but not just public, where public is saying, hey, you know, Braves good record, might as well take them. But also wise guys, the fact that this opened around, you know, -140-ish here, -145 Braves, and now we're close to -150, -155, tells us that, hey, as soon as this line dropped, a lot of wise guys who, again, set their own numbers, bet professionally. They probably said, hey, this is just a good number here on Atlanta. And remember, the pros, they don't care what the public's doing. Whether the public's with them or against them, they really could not care less. They're betting based on their edge. So early number there looks to have gotten hit there by pro money with the Atlanta Braves. Also, a bunch of system matches here on Atlanta. Number one would be non-division road favorites. It's a very simple system, but non-division road favorites are 37-18 this year, 67%. They've been off to a fantastic start. That's a 12% ROI. $100 better taking every non-division favorite so far this year. You're up around almost $1,000. And the whole point there is, and again, sometimes maybe you wonder why I bet a lot of chalk in baseball. I'm a contrarian bettor by nature. I bet a lot of dogs, especially in the NFL. I'm almost exclusively dogs because dogs cover the number at a pretty high rate, and you can bet against the public. Well, with baseball and hockey in particular, also moneyline sports, you actually see chalk do very, very well, or actually better than, not very well, but bet much better than betting on dogs. So there's actually kind of an edge here toward moneyline favorites. And again, I don't want to stubbornly just take dogs. Just, oh, I'm contrarian, I have to take dogs. No, I want to be on an edge there that wins. So we do see favorites win at a higher rate in baseball, which is why I bet more favorites. But anyway, pros don't care what the public's doing. It's sharp money here moving this number. But the whole point with the non-division road favorites is that favorites win at a higher rate in baseball. And then road, you're a little bit undervalued because the public does typically want to lean home teams, bet on the home team with the home crowd behind them. They kind of overvalue home field. It's real, but it's not always as big of an advantage as the public may think. But it's the non-division part. That means that you're a road favorite in playing a team not in your division. Whole point being there is that the lack of familiarity, not knowing your opponent, the two opponents not knowing each other very well, basically the cream rises to the top. The better team really uses that to their advantage. Lack of familiarity benefits the better team, whereas if you're on a dog, you want to be inside the divisional matchup. That way the familiarity levels the playing field. So that non-division road favorite, again, 37-18, 67%. That's kind of been my best system match so far this year. Non-division favorites coming off a win. So same non-division angle, but now you're talking about little momentum bringing from the last game to the current game. Those teams are 50-27, 65% this year. The Braves in particular have really mashed against left-handed pitchers going up against Weathers today. Braves are 4-1 against lefties this year, and they're 41-18, 70% since 2022 against lefties. Braves have the advantage at the plate, hitting 274 versus just 231 for the Pods, and they have the better pitching staff, 3.75 ERA versus 4.21 for the Pods. And also, very simple, but run differential. You look at football and you can just quickly weight kind of the how good or bad a team is. Look at points for, points against. Very simple. Well, run differential baseball. How often do you score? How many times or how often do you give up runs? Well, the Braves are plus 24 in run differential. San Diego is minus 2. So you add all up on the Atlanta Braves, one of the best records in baseball, one of the best teams in baseball. Pretty short number here, non-division road favorite system match. I'm going with the Braves in this one. Got the Braves at minus 150.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, we're going to stick toward another late night game in Major League Baseball, but this is now an interleague showdown. Going to go to the Oakland Coliseum. It's not the Coliseum anymore. It's actually called the O.co Coliseum, I guess. I was close. But anyway, Cubs and the Oakland Athletics. Currently, the Cubs are a minus 140 road favorite, with Oakland A's a plus 125 home dog. Total in this one is 8. Now, we're going into this matchup here. The Cubs, they're 8-6. They just took 2 of 3 at the Dodgers. They actually had a huge win yesterday, 3-2. They are a plus 195 dog at the Dodgers yesterday, and they won 3-2. But taking 2 of 3 against Dodgers on the road, that's pretty impressive. So Cubs off to a good start this year. Meanwhile, the A's, the complete opposite. They have the worst record in baseball. They're 3-13. They just got swept at home by the Mets. They lost 4-3 yesterday in extras as a plus 140 home dog. Tonight's Interleague Series opener, Chicago starts righty Jaden Wesneski. He's 0-0 with a 7.50 ERA. He'll be facing Oakland lefty Kyle Muller, who's 0-0 with a 5.52 ERA. So what have we seen across the board here? Well, looks like kind of with similar to that Braves game, the road favorite, non-division road favorite system match. Well, same thing here. Pros look to be going with the Chicago Cubbies in this one. Pretty modest number here, especially against the worst team in baseball. But we did see the Oakland A's, the Chicago Cubs open around a minus 135 road favorite. Cubbies are now up to minus 140. Some shops even a little bit higher, closer to minus 145. But again, all movement and liability has been toward the Cubs in this one. Cubs are getting 82% of bets, but 90% of the money. So again, another big pro in Joe bet split, where again, public just says, hey, I want to bet against Oakland. They stink. Whereas pros are saying, hey, this is actually a good value number here, buying low on Chicago at only around a minus 140. So that heavy combination of pro and Joe support, moving that number, steaming the Cubbies there up to around minus 140. Also, interleague favorites. We talked about all those non-division system matches. Well, interleague favorites in particular, it's been kind of the smart play here. Interleague favorites are 37-19 so far this season, 66%. That's a 9% ROI. And the whole point being there, similar to the non-division, lack of familiarity, not knowing your opponent, not matching up very well. It's a benefit to the better team, which would be the Cubbies based on the favorite designation here. Also, Chicago has the better hitting. They're hitting 274 versus 235 for Oakland. They have the better pitching, 3.58 ERA versus a 7.60 ERA for the A's. And also Chicago has the more rested bullpen. Over the last three games, the Cubbies' pen has pitched 9 innings. Oakland has pitched 12.1 innings out of their bullpen. So hopefully you get some of the better, you know, Chicago relievers who are rested and ready to go versus Oakland, who maybe has to go to their second and third string relievers. Also the Cubbies, they're 4-2 as a favorite. They're 3-2 on the road. The A's are 3-13 as a dog and just 2-7 at home. Chicago is plus 16 in run differential. Oakland is minus 63, the worst in Major League Baseball. And also, keep an eye out for the total here. Did see a little bit of over liability. The total opened at 8. A lot of these shops are 8 over minus 120, and a lot are actually now up to 8.5. Of course, you know, if you're betting the over, you want to get that 8. That way, a 5-3 game, you at least push. 5-3 over, 8.5, you lose. But this would match non-division overs. So again, lack of familiarity, kind of benefiting some higher scoring games here with the bats. Non-division overs are 88-69, 56% this year, 7% ROI. Overs in general are a little bit still good, just a little bit less, but 55% with a 5% ROI. But this would match as a weather-based over. When you look at the weather for tonight, mid-50s, but about 10 to 15 mile-per-hour winds blowing out directly to dead center. And we have seen Oakland, one of the better over teams this year. They're 10-5-1 to the over. So a little over liability, but I'm going Cubbies here. I think it's a pretty good number betting against the worst team in baseball. I'm looking at the Cubs at minus 140. The return of Major League Baseball is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better bettor. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's sweats.
Well, for Josh's sweats, I already gave away a couple of them in Major League Baseball here today. I am on the Atlanta Braves. I'm on the Braves at minus 150. I like that move toward the Braves. Not a huge steam move, you know, only around minus 140-ish up to minus 150 here. But they would match that great non-division road fave system match. Braves have raked against lefties. It's a good price here on the Braves. Anything you get in Atlanta, sub minus 200, sub minus 175, minus 150 with Atlanta, to me is a pretty good number here, especially with all these system matches. So I'm on the Braves minus 150. I'm on the Cubs as well. I got the Cubbies there at minus 140, betting against Oakland, obviously, but all those interleague fave system matches as well, 66% so far this season. So I'm on the Cubs and the Atlanta Braves. But then also got one play for you because it's the NHL playoffs beginning tonight. Can't wait to sweat NHL playoffs. There's no better sport. There's no better sport for postseason play than Stanley Cup hockey. The intensity, the madness, the craziness, the checking is incredible. If you never sweat hockey in the postseason, number one, I feel for you. But number two, check it out. It's about as intense as it gets. But I'm going to go to a matchup here late night. It's the last game. It's the Kings and the Edmonton Oilers. Give me the oil tonight. I'm going oil. I'm digging for oil at minus 190. Give me Edmonton here in this spot. Now, if you look at Stanley Cup playoffs here beginning tonight, we have four games across the board. But with Edmonton, this is currently Oilers minus 190, Kings plus 170. The total in this one is 6.5. Just some background here. Edmonton, 50-23-9, 109 points this year. They finished second in the Pacific. The Kings, meanwhile, 47-25-10, 104 points. They finished number three in the Pacific. The series price here, Edmonton is a minus 260 favorite to win the series, and the Kings are plus 210. But really a couple things that I like about Edmonton here. Number one, just based on the market, a big steam move here toward Edmonton. They open at minus 170 tonight against the Kings. Now you're up to minus 190. So right off the bat, we have a lot of respect and money pouring in on the Oil, causing this big steam move in their favor. They would match quite a few systems here that would be regular season systems. So sweet spot, big favorites, minus 175 to minus 225. Those were 193 and 96 this year, 67%. You also have a rested home favorite. So if you haven't, if you've had 4 days or more off, you're at home, you're a favorite. So far this year, you're 40 and 16, 71%. They also have another system, a rested fave off a win. That's about 65%. Those are all regular season systems, as I mentioned. But one thing that we have noticed in the playoffs is that home chalk does very well. The big thing here when you get to the playoffs is matchups. So when you're the home team, it's not really the crowd that gives you the big advantage. It's the fact that as the home coach, you get to let the other team send out whoever they want to send out. And then you, as the coach, get to match up. So if you see, you know, Kopitar's line come out, boom, Edmonton can put out their best checking line or their top defensive pair. So it's a big advantage, home ice, in the playoffs. And a good coach will definitely use that to their advantage. But the kind of the proof is in the pudding here, guys. Last year, home favorites in the playoffs went 43-19, 69%, with a 15% return on investment. So, again, home faves, chalk home faves, 69% last year, 15% ROI. By the way, Edmonton, actually, I believe since like January, they're the best team in hockey, or right up there with the Bruins. But they've won 9 straight games. They're 14-1 their last 15 games. They're getting 85% bets, 90% money here tonight. Again, you don't really quantify public in hockey. That just kind of tells you predominance of kind of just respected wagers and big money going Edmonton here. Also offensively, going to bank on the offense of McDavid and Draisaitl and the whole crew. They're averaging 4 goals per game versus 3.3 for the Kings. Both teams are giving up around 3.1 goals per game. Power play, though, another advantage here for Edmonton, 32% versus 25% for the Kings. And then you look at Edmonton just in the spot, 36-23 as a favorite. They're 23-12-6 at home. But the combination of the big steam to Edmonton, minus 170 to minus 190, combined with just how red hot they've been to end the year. And really it's that playoff chalk system, playoff home faves, 43-19, 69%, 15% ROI since the start of last year. So that's kind of my reasoning here with the Oil. But I'm on the Oil, got Edmonton at minus 190. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Monday, April 17th. Marathon Monday, of course. But reminder, if you enjoy VSiN, or if you want more VSiN in your life, you like betting and you want to get a leg up here, well, let us at VSiN hopefully help you make some smart bets. And the easiest way to get more VSiN in your life and the easiest way to get yourself on the path of making smarter bets is sign up for our free newsletter, VSiN.com/newsletter. It's called the VSiN Daily. All you got to do is go to VSiN.com/newsletter, put in your email, hit submit. Then every morning you'll wake up to fantastic sports betting coverage, letting you know what's going on in the betting world that day, all our great breakdowns, analysis, as well as what's going on in particular at VSiN. So sign up for the newsletter. You can, of course, become a member. We'd love that. $9.99, only $10 is your intro offer for your first month of service. Get every best bet sent to your email throughout the day from all the guests and hosts at VSiN. Get a live stream of all the VSiN shows. Get all the articles behind the paywall. Get those great DraftKings percentages letting you know where bets and dollars are at for every single game. And also, make sure you follow us on Twitter. Give us some support on social media. We tweet out great content and video clips from all our different shows throughout the day. Make sure you follow at VSiN Live, and you can follow me at Josh_insights. But I wish you the best of luck. Have a fantastic Marathon Monday. Enjoy the sweats, guys. And of course, as the wise man of VSiN likes to say, hopefully you can cash some tickets, because that's what it's all about. Check out the Market Insights pod later today around 3 o'clock for all the updated numbers and probably a few more best bets to be sweating here for today. But hope you had a great weekend. Hopefully we can start off our week here on the right note. But enjoy the sweats. Have a good day. And as always, keep on cashing those tickets. Good luck.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.